Airy Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. The Red Lake Nation has long committed itself to sovereignty and sustainability. The Red Lake Solar Project is a solar and energy storage project whose goal is to achieve energy sovereignty while creating jobs and a more sustainable way of life for future generations. Bob Blake is executive director of Native Sun Community Power Development and owner of Solar Bear, a solar installation company. He's a member of the Red Lake Nation, and he's with me now to talk about the vision and action steps toward Red Lake's energy sovereignty. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for joining me this morning. Let's start by maybe you can just tell us about this comprehensive solar project happening in Red Lake.
Yeah. It's quite exciting. And I first want to say that I don't think that this project would have gotten on its way or would have even began if it wasn't for the vision of our chairman, Daryl Seeke, and our tribal council and our leaders of the community. Too many to name right now, but it was really their vision and their want to transition off of fossil fuels. It really all started with the high mercury content we saw in our walleye. And I don't know if everyone knows the importance of walleye in the Ojibwe community. Mm-hmm. And we just really saw the high mercury content in our walleye. And we thought, what can we do about this? We don't want to be a part of the problem. We want to be a part of the solution. And so it's really started us down this road of looking at different aspects and different ways that we could go ahead and get off of fossil fuels, because we knew that the mercury was coming down from the atmosphere into the lake, and it was really harming the fish. So that's really where it really all started from.
Fascinating. And well, starting with the fish, but how do you see this project moving Red Lake forward in jobs and energy, that whole piece of it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I mean, I think if we look back in time, right, and we go back to like we were cavemen 10,000 years ago. Okay, let's go back 10,000 years, everyone. And we're just now like realizing what fire is, right, and how fire changed, humanity's diet and really put years of life on our systems, right? Energy has changed humanity for years. If you go back to the Industrial Revolution, when we Henry Ford got the Model T, right? This isn't any different. We are in an energy transition right now, and it's into renewable energy. And so, I think that when this is going to create so many jobs and so many opportunities, because what you need in order to create change in a community, you need a power source, right? You need a power source, and the technology is here now. The availability of the price of solar has come down just dramatically. And so there's all these opportunities now to really create which would be the power source of a community, that then with that, the ripple effects will happen, right? There's going to be other industries and other jobs that are going to open up because you have this power source. And I always tell people, like, we can't do anything without power. Like, and we think nothing of turning on the lights. You know what I mean? We walk in the door, we turn on the lights. Those pennies add up over time. Mm-hmm. And I think with people that live in the Northland who can attest to the type of electricity bill that they get every month can probably speak more to that than us down here in the Twin Cities can. But I mean, it's the truth, right? Like, this energy is a $1 trillion industry. Gaming is a $1 billion industry. And what I'm telling Native people and tribes, you guys are in the wrong industry. Start to do the math, you realize that they need to be in the energy game, because that's where the money's at. And that's where honestly, where the opportunity lays. and where all this, where everything else can kind of evolve, right? Tribal utilities commissions, you know, taking market share, forming co-ops to buy and sell energy on the grid. You know, it's that is where this all goes. And that's really true energy democracy when we talk about that.
How cool. I know the tribal government building is, the roof is covered with solar panels already in Red Lake. What other buildings are using solar?
Yeah, the job training center is what we're finishing up right now.
Okay.
And the idea behind that, and the reason why we chose, well, why the job center was chosen next, right? The Oshki Mijitata. Not only the great vision that the director up there, Jerry Loud, has for that job training center. I mean, he, you know, his vision is to create the renewable energy job training center of the Northland, which I think is incredible, you know, so which wouldn't serve the entire Northland community, you know. So I think that's exciting. But the reason we chose that one was because we wanted to be able to give like the community some hands-on experience and to be able to really look and see how you know, this technology works, right? And, you know, and so that's why that was important to do. So, you know, and then we can branch off now into the schools next. So we'll start doing the schools next. But we wanted to be able to at least have an opportunity to train community members and allow them to have that hands-on experience, which I think is important. So we're also trying to build a workforce, right? Yeah. So that's the other part about this.
The tribal government building, how big is that building? Do you know, like, square footage wise? And then I'm kind of curious, like, what's the savings solar compared to the other way?
We offset about 30% of the energy usage on that building with that solar array. And that's a 70 kilowatt system. Now we'll be adding storage, which is a battery, right? So we'll be adding a vanadium flow battery, which is being delivered from China. And it, to put this in perspective, it's taken a year to order this battery.
Wow.
But the exciting thing about it is that we're getting, you know, this battery. We ordered a couple actually. But we're going to be able to have tribal members get their eyes around this and get their hands on this and actually see how these things work. Because a battery is a battery, but these batteries are very technical. And so that's the part that's exciting about this, because this is the future, right? Storage plus solar. This is the future, everyone. I mean, we saw what happened down in Texas. We've seen what happened down in California with the fires. We know what's happening down in the East Coast with the flooding. I mean, trust me, distributed renewable energy microgrids are the future. And we know that tornadoes and you know, inclement weather is going to be happening. And so we really have to be able to harden up our communities so that they're able to prepare for, you know, what's coming down the line, you know, climate change.
Yeah. I've read that there's a solar farm in the works.
There is a solar farm in the works, and I hope that that's something that maybe we could be breaking ground next year on. That is out on the western part of the tribal reservation. Minnesota Power had to run a power line from Alberta, Canada, to carry the hydropower. And so they needed a favor from Red Lake. Basically, Red Lake did a favor for them so they could bring more renewable energy into the state of Minnesota. So I want to say that I think that was a good move on the tribe's part. And I also think that was a good move on Minnesota Power's part, because, you know, it's those type of partnerships that we're going to have to do in order for us to meet our climate goals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always say that, you know, we need to quit working against each other and start working with each other. And I think this is a perfect example of how communities can come together and work to fight climate change. So, but that's just exactly what happened. So we have this big renewable energy power line running right past Red Lake right now. And that's where we want to put the solar farm underneath that.
Wow. I'm talking with Bob Blake. He's executive director of Native Sun Community Power Development, and he's the owner of Solar Bear, a solar installation company. He's a member of the Red Lake Band of Ojibwe, and he's got a vision of energy sovereignty in Red Lake. I'm curious, You know, in terms of sovereignty, how do you see the Solar Initiative as a modern day progression of Ojibwe mentality and culture and tradition?
Another great question. I think inherently, like, Native people are just born with this right to protect the environment. I mean, I will say, you know, we're not in the NBA, we're not in the Major League Baseball or Hollywood, you know, but our right, like, just born God-given right, is to protect the environment. And I think it's no wonder that as I've been working on this project, I've seen, you know, people in my own community that I've been working with on this project, how much it means to them. Like, they realize that we're not only, like, doing something positive for the community or for that building, right? Like, they realize that this is a much bigger, you know, reason we're doing this, you know? They realize that this is about, like, protecting the planet, protecting the environment. And every solar panel we lay down is just one more jab at, like, protecting this planet and giving it that much extra more to fight climate change. And that's what I really feel like when I do this with these guys, and I could see it on their faces. And I was actually told by one of the guys, he said, man, he goes, this feels so good. He says that we did this, you know, as we were looking over the end result of the government center. Mm-hmm. And he says, it feels good that we did this for our community, but it also feels good we did it for the planet, you know, yeah, for Mother Earth, you know. And I just, you know, I thought about that, because I realized that this is more than just a job. This is like a purpose. And that's what we all want, right? We all want that purpose to get up in the morning, to do something, to be a part of something greater, bigger than ourselves. And that's what I think all of us human beings try to do, right? We join the Marines, we join the police departments, we join unions, you know, whatever it is, right? We all want to feel like we're a part of something bigger than ourselves. And that's exactly what I believe that this is offering, you know, individuals, is to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And that's, you know, the fighting the climate crisis.
We're running out of time, but I feel like we're just scratching the surface right now. And I'm going to have to follow up with you again in the future, and we'll keep following along with the project.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Katie.
Yeah, we'll be in touch, Bob. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota. Again, that was Bob Blake, Executive Director of Native Sun Community Power Development, owner of Solar Bear. And we're talking about Red Lake Nation's commitment and progress toward energy sovereignty.